The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello and welcome. Welcome to Spirituality 101. We're back on the airwaves. I hope that you are having a wonderful Friday, relaxed and ready for your class today, and I want to send out a very personal welcome to all of you. I know that you have very many choices, and it's a blessing that you've chosen Voice America today and to tune in to Spirituality 101. I want to welcome those of you who are my regulars, and want to say to you, we have a class that is full of spiritual treats today. And to those of you who may be joining me for the very first time on Voice America, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I would bid you to relax and kick your shoes off, put your feet up if you have to, and just relax, because Spirituality 101 is about and for you, my listeners. It is the place where we delve into things more spiritual. It is the place where you are reminded that you are a spirit trying to walk in a physical experience. It is the place where we have put together classes, instructions that will help you along the way on this journey, on this amazing spiritual journey called life. It is the place where we are acknowledging that 2001 offers us the wonderful and sacred opportunity of rising into higher consciousness with Mother Earth. And so we are celebrating these times and attempting to give you guidance and directions and encouragement and empowerment so that you may proceed on your journey in a very meaningful way. At Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen to take you into higher consciousness. We acknowledge that each individual has the right to and the freedom to choose his or her pathway into consciousness. We acknowledge that light supersedes darkness, and so therefore we don't have to worry about it. And we also acknowledge that we, each of us, bring to the spiritual forum series of experiences that when we share these experiences, when we explore the meaning of many of these experiences, we take ourselves to the place, to the threshold of abounding light, abounding and abiding faith, and helps us along the journey. So we're here to help you. We are here to support you. We are here to send you much, much love and light, and we are here to remind you that if you are walking on the planet in these extraordinary light-filled times, that you've chosen to be here. You and I have chosen to be here in these times. And it's a blessing when you think of the billions of souls who have gone before us it's a blessing that we have had the opportunity. We've been given the afforded the opportunity to be on planet Earth at the time when this amazing transformation is happening. So relax. Open up your mind. If you feel that you have a question or an experience that you want to share with us, please feel free to send me an email at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Of course, you're also welcome to call into the show live at 1-866-472-5795. Let's look at today's talk topic. Extraordinary experiences in ordinary lives. I find that to be a very, very, very interesting topic because I've had so many extraordinary experiences in the middle of this very ordinary life that I live that I feel like I'm very, life has really programmed me and developed me to be able to do this topic today. So, has your seeking, your spiritual seeking, brought you extraordinary experiences? Are you asking yourself, how do I fit these extra, what seems like extraordinary experiences into an ordinary life? Well, if you've asked yourself that question at any time in your growth and your development and you're listening to my voice, you have come to the right place. This week's lesson is intended to shed some light on this topic of extraordinary experiences in ordinary everyday lives. And to open up the doorways to what I would like to think of as empowerment and enlightenment so that we can move forward and grow and expand. I want to thank you for your emails. Very enlightening to listen to your emails and to hear the ways in which you are growing and you are expanding, and that touches me very deeply, for this program is designed just specifically just to be of service. And in that mode of service, I truly, truly enjoy reading your emails and hearing about the many ways in which you're expanding. The word I want to give today is esoteric. That's the word we're working with today. And I have a quotation, and I do not know who said this, so I have to put unknown. But it has certainly struck me as being so very, very true in my own life, and I'm sure in the lives of many of you on this spiritual journey. Here's the quotation. It is the birthright of every human being to experience higher consciousness. It is the birthright of every human being to experience higher consciousness. Isn't that absolutely beautiful? When I read that, there was a warm glow that started first in my heart and then rose into my consciousness. Because this tells me that it is my birthright. Our very first show, you know, started off 2 years ago. And the topic was birthright. And you can, of course, go back in the archives all the way to the beginning 2 years ago and listen to that show on birthright. And to have stumbled on this quotation was very dear to my heart. It is the birthright of every human being to experience higher consciousness. And as today, as we explore some of those extraordinary experiences that some of us have had, while we have been on this path, it's a reminder that these experiences are quite natural, particularly when we've turned our attention to seeking truth, particularly when we've turned our attention to raising consciousness, to speeding up our vibrations. Then what the regular person who has not turned their attention to spirituality will call extraordinary experiences for us is just the symbol and the assurance that we are, in fact, on the regular path, and that when these experiences come into our lives, it's an indication that we're growing, we're awakening, and that we are ready to receive more and more and more. Let us begin, first of all, by taking a look at this ordinary thing called life. Some people would like to think it's ordinary. I certainly have come to know that it is exceptional. If there's anything truly, truly exceptional, is what we may term to be an ordinary, everyday life, where everyday people. But we have to balance that statement with the statement that says we are spirits. We are pure spirit, desperately trying to walk in this human experience. And that's where we stumble. Every time I hear people say, well, I am striving to become spiritual, I feel like I must stop and remind them that you are pure spirit, descended here in the density of earth, seriously attempting to walk in the physical and in the human form. Embodied in our spirit is all that we know from the many, many, many lives that we have lived. Some people, while they are here, forget. We drink the cup of forgetfulness and forget the fact that we have lived every single religious experience. We have lived many, many, many cultures. And that's all part of who we are and how we are made up. And it's the when we begin to strive for spiritual growth, as we would probably want to call it, what we are in fact doing is opening up the doors to remembering. And I'd like you to think of remembering as the two letters R and E, re, a dash in between, and the word membering. Because when we think of it and we see the word in that way and we think of the word in that way, we now come to understand that we are just reminding ourselves of what we inherently already know. I'd like to also put that into the context that those of you who are regulars with me have heard me say this before, and you've got to bear with me because I really do believe that repetition has a powerful, powerful way of embedding that which needs to be embedded directly into the consciousness. And so I want to remind you, we are spirits desperately trying to be human. But within that context too, we live in a universe, but the universe also lives within us. And therefore, from that perspective, we know everything that there is to know in the universe. It dwells within us. It's stored within us. It is part of our molecular makeup. However, in this journey called life right now, what we are doing is attempting to remind ourselves and to remember that we are more than just physical matter, but rather pure spirit poured into physical life. And in remembering that, we must remind ourselves that it is our birthright. It is our birthright, every human being, to experience higher consciousness. And that's some of what we will be talking about today, some of these extraordinary experiences that has kind of entered into and settled into our daily lives, and to figure out how to make that as normal and as natural so that we can move from one experience to the other until the awakening and the alignment is complete. Don't go away. I see they're already taking us to the first break. We will be back. Spirituality 101, and I am Reverend Norma.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are looking at extraordinary experiences in our ordinary lives. And how do we kind of fit these experiences into our everyday life and allow ourselves to continue to grow? What does our ordinary life have to offer us? I've come to know from my own journey, and I often share the fact that I have been on a 33-year spiritual journey that began when I was quite young. And along that way, I have been blessed by seven profoundly spiritual teachers. It has crisscrossed three continents and seven countries, and has brought me from that place of belief into faith and into knowing. And one of the things that I have come to know that I know that I know is that ordinary life, ordinary living is the way, is the opportunity that we have to test spiritual values in action. There's a line in a piece of Bob Marley's music that has always struck me is very deep. And the line goes like this: who feels it knows it, Lord. It's good to be able to open up our minds or expand our minds with reading. It is very good to expand our minds by listening and by hearing the stories of those who have walked before us and those who are currently walking on the journey. And all of that is part of the process of taking in information. It is wonderful to sit with a spiritual teacher, perhaps for a workshop or a retreat, or better still, a vision quest. But however, it is our ordinary everyday lives that provide us with the opportunity to be able to test these experiences and these values that we are reading about, we're learning about, that we are exploring. It is our everyday life that offers us the opportunity to be able to take these things from just an idea, a vision, a notion, into actual testing the vision, the notion, etc., and coming out to this place of knowing. So that I feel like my own journey has taken me from, first of all, belief. And that belief has kind of led me to pursue reading and to pursuing spiritual truths and learning about them. And then that has taken me to action that has required of me some physical action. And my everyday ordinary world is the place that has provided me with the opportunity to be able to go into action and to test these values and these concepts and these notions that I've been reading about and et cetera, et cetera. I've been blessed with teachers who never answered a question. Didn't get answers to questions. I was kind of given exercises that I needed to experience so that I can experience the answer. And then once the experience came, then my teacher said, now we can discuss it because you have had an experience. You've actually been there, done that. Now we can talk about it. And so ordinary life has in store for us this amazing opportunity to be able to live the concepts that we're reading about. It allows us to take our spiritual journey one step at a time, because we must acknowledge that skipping steps is not going to lead to a very healthy, strong, and grounded spiritual life. And the grounding is very, very important when we begin to walk this journey. If we're looking for a strong spiritual life, it has to be built up from the ground. From the ground up. And for those of you who've been with me for a very long time on this class, the Spirituality 101 class, you will remember, and if you don't, go back into the archives, that we started talking about birthright, we started talking about getting ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually fit. We're talking about paying attention. We talk about listening to our dreams and listening to the stories of our lives, and to examine the experiences that we're having on a daily basis. And out of all of this, ordinary life allows us to learn humility. It allows us to be able to frame, take the experiences that we're having, and it gives us a framework to be able to kind of drop it into that framework and allow us to put what we're experiencing into perfect perspective. If it's the one thing that a spiritual life needs, it's the ability to be able to embrace many perspectives, to be able to look at the value or the practice or what's emerging out of our practice from many, many experiences. And that's what our ordinary everyday life brings to us. It brings to us the practicality of everyday life. The practicality of everyday life really reminds us that everything we needed to know to be able to live this very physical life, as well as to begin the journey in the very spiritual realm, has been taught to us in kindergarten. And if you go back to those kindergarten rules that says, be nice, say please, say thank you. The rules of courtesy are applied not only in the physical life. In the physical life, we get the opportunity to live those rules. And in the spiritual life, we take what we've learned, the matrix, the field of energy we've learned from repeating these very simple, basic principles of daily living. We get the opportunity to take that and seed it into our spiritual growth. Life brings to us the essentials, the prerequisites of humility. And if we are going to be spiritually adept and we're going to strive for spiritual mastery, we've got to master the essentials. If I'm not good at relating to people here on earth, it'll be a little bit hard when I begin to be in the company of angels and archangels, because those basic rudimentary rules of kindergarten also apply. Being respectful, being mindful. Our everyday situations teach us how to reach out, to conquer, to get a grip on responsibility, to practice ethical demands. And in so many ways, all of our relationships are lessons. You know, last week we talked about the fact that we have really no friends, nor do we have enemies. What we have are teachers. Every single relationship brings a teaching experience and teachers who come in to teach us, and we become teachers as well as receivers on both ends. So I'm framing for you here what it is that we get from ordinary life, because so often I run into people, believe it or not, who genuinely really feel that they've got to turn their back on their life's responsibilities and they've got to turn their backs on everyday living so that they can pursue the spiritual. And that, I think, is just another way, another experimental way in which to do it. I myself have had teachers who have kind of grounded me in the idea that life, I chose to be, to express in a human form at this time, and therefore that human form and the experiences that go with the human form present me with the opportunities for the spiritual strength I need to be able to open up doorways on the inside. I hope that this is making a whole lot of sense to you, and I hope that we're getting ready to go to another break. But when we come back, we will examine a couple of those delightful, I would like to say, extraordinary experiences that I've had, and a couple that have been sent in to me from you, my readers. And we will look at how these extraordinary experiences help to kind of highlight the way and how it is that we should perceive and the perspectives we should use to be able to weave these experiences into our ordinary everyday lives. It's amazing to me how many people, I get so many like calls or emails from people who feel that an experience they may have had may have shaken them to the root and has kind of like taken them off track, until you kind of guide the attention and guide the awareness into the fact that you're growing more than you think. You're growing more than you know. And so this is why sometimes I feel that we need the direction of guides and guards and coaches to help us to understand and to put into perspective these amazing experiences that we're having as we're going along the way. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, we will look at a couple of extraordinary experiences and what we should be doing with them in our everyday life. We'll be right back.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on ways to live more holistically. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Thank you.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and we are today talking about extraordinary spiritual experiences and how do we kind of weave them and accept them into our ordinary lives. So I'd like to share the very first extraordinary experience. It was sent to me by email by Janet from Maryland. And Janet says, my first experience of an angel happened quite unexpectedly one winter's day while I was on my usual early morning walk. I was in somewhat of a contemplative mood as I had just lost my mother to cancer and walked with many questions in my mind as to how to proceed next with my life devoid of my mother's love. I stopped feeling a little tired, she wrote, sat on a rock. And my attention was drawn to a rustle behind me. And quite unexpectedly, I turned to see the beautiful rays of blue light shining through the trees and from which stepped a being in crystal clear white light. I caught my breath, she wrote, and felt as though my depression was just lifted out of me in the moment. The memory of this beautiful experience, she writes, pervades my entire spiritual growth. And whenever I find myself distracted, depressed, or in too heavy a contemplative mode, all I need to do is close my eyes in meditation, and instantly I am back at that place in the woods where I had this phenomenal experience of not only seeing the light, the beautiful radiant light of an angel, but to also feel the way that light lifted the burden that I carried on my shoulder and took it away from me. I want to thank you, Janet, for that beautiful imagery, and I hope that I gave it the correct meaning in reading it, because as I read it, it reminded me of my own first experience of seeing an angel, and I have to tell you, it is one of the most awesome and beautiful experiences of light one can ever experience here on earth. And for me, it was in an Episcopal church in London, and at the time my very first spiritual teacher, who today of course is deceased, at the time he was in his 90s, he was the parish priest of an Anglican church. And he was wont to pray at noontime every day. And at the time, I was a young lady and I was living in London and volunteered time at the church. And I became very aware that at just about 5 minutes of 12, he will extract himself from whatever he was doing and he would make his way into the sanctuary to pray. And I would often follow and sit in one of the seats in the back of the church and watched him as he silently offered prayers. And this particular day, he was in the habit of lighting the three candles on the altar. He lit the first candle, he lit the second candle, and the angel came in. And it was just this awesome experience of light. I mean, it's words cannot explain the awesomeness of when you see light in all its full spectrum. And sitting at the back of the church, I was very aware that if he lit the third candle, it would bring an archangel in, but not wanting to say the words and to kind of like interject my words into the moment, I remained silent, and he turned around and observed me kneeling. By the time I had fallen to my knees, he observed me kneeling in the back. And he said, he looked at me and he said, "Say it, child." And I said, "Light the other candle," and pointed to the third candle. And when he did, the absolute amazing beauty of an archangel came in. And when an archangel comes in, the size, I mean, just the size of the wings is just absolutely phenomenal. And it is brilliant light that one gets the impression that if one continues to gaze, it might take the sight away because the light is so brilliant. It was an awesome moment, an extraordinary moment in my life, and for at least 2 years of my life, I wrestled with how do you fit this into everyday life? Because after you've seen that, everything else kind of like pales, you know, the getting up and taking the kids to school, etc., pales, and you walk and you long for the opportunity to be able to see that again. And it took several years before that opportunity was presented to me again to be able to see an archangel. And at that time, again, I was going through the experience of death in my family and having a whole lot of questions. And I was given the privilege again of turning around quite unexpectedly. And there was the absolute brilliance of an archangel, which helped me throughout the rest of my life now to be able to know that I know that I know that when life brings its distresses, there is the guidance from angels that come forth, whether we can see them or not. But having seen them, it gives that feeling deep down in the cellular and the molecular level that all is going to be well because the light is there to guide and to direct our focus. So, Janet, I want to thank you for sharing your experience and to let you know that having had this experience, every time you say the word light or you think the word light or you read the word light, I'm hoping like me, the image comes back very briefly, or the sense of the joy and the sacredness and the peace of the moment enters in so that the word, when I write the word light today, I write it with a capital L, a capitalized L, because I've had that experience, and so it's helped me to know that I know that I know, and I'm sure it will do the same for you, Janet, to know that you know that you know that there are angels around us all of the time. And once you've gotten a glimpse of them, then you come to know that they know that they're there. And so therefore it helps you in our everyday walk to know that we're not alone and that the light of God surrounds us and encompasses all the time. And once we've had the vision once, we know. We no longer are living in belief, but we are now living in the knowledge of knowing. So I want to thank you for that experience. I want to share an experience with you, my listeners, from my own life. Many of you, if you've been with me for a while, know I've had a near-death experience when I was 26 years of age. And when I came back from that near-death experience, for 3 years of my life, I was seriously depressed because I really wanted to return to the glory of the light that I had experienced for 2.5 minutes when I was out of my body. And I was on my way to a doctor's appointment and crossing the street and kind of, you know, when you cross the street, you may cross halfway and you wait for the lights to change. And right before my eyes, a lady stepped off the curb. And I will never know whether she stepped off the curb deliberately or she lost her balance. But she got hit by moving traffic, and right before my eyes, she died. And I was standing there and was very aware of this absolute calmness that came over me as I stood there and I watched the essence of her spirit leave her body. And I guess because I had not too long before that returned from that journey, I stood there and beamed to the essence of the evolving spirit, the fact that there is light at the end of the tunnel, because I had gone through the tunnel and emerged out of the tunnel in absolute gorgeous light. And so I beamed to the emerging spirit, follow the tunnel, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. And on the other side of the tunnel, you will be all right. And, of course, paramedics arrived, and there was quite a lot of chaos, etc. And when I walked away from the experience, I discovered that I had lost my fear of death and dying. That fear that we all carry with us for a while of dying and what it's like on the other side. I discovered from that experience that I had lost that fear. And to this day, I do try to spend time, volunteering time in hospices so that I can help people who are about to make their transition to know that they know that they know that there is light and that they will experience light at the end of the tunnel. So it has kind of like taken me from that place of having to ponder whether I'm still afraid of death. It's taken me to that place of knowing that I know that I know that at the end of a tunnel, death represents a transition through a tunnel. And on the other side of the tunnel, there is this amazing levels of white light. And to be able to transmit that to others who may be very anxious in those moments just before they make a transition. So these phenomenal experiences come to us either to help us to be of better service to others because what we bring is a knowing and not just a belief. It helps us to be able to put into perspective those things that are truly, truly, truly important to our souls, because we live in a world where such a large percentage of people are still focused on the material. And so these extraordinary experiences help us to know that God is real, that the universe is supportive of wherever we are and however we are, and that there is help always. And that for me, in both of these experiences that I'm narrating today, that there is light, that light is real. And as we go towards the break, I want to remind you again, today is a day of reminders, because those of you who have been with me for a while have heard this before. Love is divine. God is love. And love, when it hits the density that is earth, turns into light. I'll say that again for those of you who I know who are trying to write this down. Love is divine. God is love. And love, when it hits the density that we call earth, turns into light. So anytime we have this wonderful opportunity to sense light, to see it, to feel it, to absorb it, and to share the experience with others, we are, in fact, given the gift of releasing, allowing a portion of fear that exists into the world to be taken out of the world. Because we have been taken there to know that God is real, God is light. And in knowing that, in that knowing, when we transmit this information, we're not transmitting it from belief, we're transmitting it from knowing. And when we transmit it from knowing, what we're doing is giving the opportunity to others to be able to release levels of fear that we're carrying inside of us. And of course, once we get on this journey of releasing fear, letting go and letting God, we begin to create and to open up spaces on the inside where light can truly come in and take away, wash away, cleanse. You know, there's a saying out there that it's only until we empty ourselves that we can truly receive of the blessings and the seeds of light within us. And I think Jesus himself said, you know, cannot put new wine into old skins. We're at another break, and I'll ask you to not go away. Think on these things, and we will be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we're talking about extraordinary experiences and how we can fit these into our everyday life and be able to continue without being stuck in awe. Sometimes we get stuck in awe, and once we don't seem to be able to perceive or to understand, for some people, if there isn't an understanding of what has happened, then we tend to feel like we're stuck in that place, and our growth gets kind of put on hold until we can understand what's going on. Here is another a little email from another listener who says, while hospitalized in an emergency room in the middle of an emergency, I opened up my eyes as doctors struggled to stabilize my condition. I opened my eyes to a beam of blue light that seemed to be focus on the hands of the doctors and move from the hands of one doctor to another as they worked diligently on me. I found myself in a calm state of mind and looked on with wonder as the light wove itself into what the doctors were doing in order to stabilize my condition. After a period of time, the light receded, and doctors were able to stabilize me, and I went on to full healing. The experience has always stayed with me, and until I started to listen to Spirituality 101, I really didn't have quite a full grasp of what happened that night. But today, I am thankful that I do have a sense that it was healing that came directly from the other side of light to enable the doctors who worked with me, and the calm state with which that light held me through the emergency. Isn't that wonderful? So here again is an experience that helps us to know we are not alone, and that spirituality and medicine, spirituality and psychology are in fact working together hand in hand, whether we understand it and can see it or not. And for each one of us who have these experiences that brings this knowing that we can share, it brings again the opportunity to come to know that we know, that we know that the spiritual world of light and the physical world do overlap very often in order to bring us to a knowing, in order to bring us to the understanding that healing is quite real and that it happens as spontaneously, perhaps in a religious service, as it does in a hospital working along with doctors. Thank you very much for that. And that came to us from John from Mississippi. Do you have extraordinary stories in your life of spiritual encounters? I know from my own experience that whenever I've had one of those, I've kind of held on to them for great lengths of time before I share them with others. And in a way, that is kind of a selfish way of just holding on to this precious, precious gift that we're given. And so I want to encourage you that if you have had an extraordinary experience out there, that take a deep breath and share it, particularly in these times in which we live, where we have this phenomenal levels of light coming onto the planet right now. And for some of us, we can see that light and know that it's real. And for some people, they can sense the light and also know that it's real. And then there are, for some people, they're still grappling with the notion that light is real. And so we have a responsibility when we experience these extraordinary experiences. Like I remembered when I had a son who was involved in an accident, and the accident happened during the hours of night, and I woke up suddenly in the middle of the night to seeing my father standing at the sliding doors. And my father, of course, had been deceased for a long time before that. My father was just standing there, kind of beaming at me, and when I opened my eyes, I was very anxious, but when I saw the vision, it calmed me down. And then there was a knock on the front door, because he had the accident not very far from our home. There was a knock on the front door, and as I focused on the knock on the front door, the vision of my father faded. And I believe that it was the fact that my father had showed up that allowed me to be very calm throughout the whole incident, and to be able to follow and to do what needed to be done in a very calm way, even though this was my son involved in this accident. And of course, he went on to have a full recovery. And as a matter of fact, doctors marveled that he did not have more serious injuries as a result of the car caught a fire with him at the wheel. But my father's appearance, just as I was about to get the news, brought a form of comfort, and it brought a form of calm that descended over me that I don't think would have been there had I not seen him. I probably would have been a whole lot more panicked when I arrived at the scene, which was just two blocks away from where we lived. Share your experiences. Understand that with each one of these experiences, the doorways to heaven are being opened. The doorways that lead you from just belief into know that you know that you know. And particularly in these times when there is this phenomenal light being focused on the planet right now, it is the light that brings understanding. It is the light that helps us to know that we are loved. These experiences teach us that we are loved. The doors in the spiritual world are still very much as close to our everyday life as they need to be, and that they bring hope, and they bring light, and they bring understanding. And as we share and we hold, we keep these memories alive, and as we share them with others, we bring them also into the light of understanding and help them to move from just belief into coming to know that we know, that we know that God is real, that prayer works, and that there are answers to our prayers, and there are angels who hover around and bring us momentarily into the glory of God and into the glory of the universe. I hope that I have given you some food for thought today, and I would really encourage you tomorrow, Saturday morning, this program will be available again so that you can come back and you can listen, because I believe that there are many pointers that came out today. I want to thank you for your interest. I want to thank you for being on the end, at the other end of this broadcast. I want to bless your seeking. I want to ask God to expand your territory, and I want to remind you to walk softly and gently on the planet. Be gentle in your relationship with yourself and in your relationship with others, because all of the time there are angels around us. All of the time the light of God is with us in everything that we say, in everything that we do, and that we are living in times now that has brought phenomenal light onto the earth. Be at peace. And until next week, have a light-filled week. And I wish you many more extraordinary experiences. Peace.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.